When reading the Psalms and most of the so-called Old Testament, you know that's a man-made distinction, right? There is only one Testament of the living God. But this I called Banner of Fear because David is once again finding himself in a tough spot, difficult situation. Oh God, verse 1, you have rejected us. You have broken us. You have been angry. Oh, restore us. Now here he's talking about the nation, not just his own personal suffering. This is one that's very targeted at the overall nation because as the kings went, so the nations followed and vice versa. Verse 3, you have made your people experience hardship. You've given us wine to drink that makes us stagger. You've given a banner to those who fear you, however, that it may display because of the truth. And he lifts that up, Selah, that your beloved may be delivered. Save with your right hand. Answer us, O Lord God. So David is praying for the deliverance of the nation, but he's praying for the deliverance of himself at the same time because he's their king. Verse 6, I love this. God has spoken in his holiness. I will exalt, and he's talking about the nations and the cities. I will portion out Shechem and measure out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine. Manasseh is mine. Ephraim is also the helmet of my head in the north. Judah is my scepter in the south. Moab is my washbowl. Over Edom I shall throw my shoe. Shout loud, O Philistia, because of me. Probably would be worth the time to start right there and look at some of those nations and what they represent in the Bible. Who will bring me into the besieged city? Who will lead me into Edom? Have not you yourself, O God, rejected us? And will you not go forth with our armies, O God? O give us help against the adversary, for deliverance by man is in vain. Through God we shall do valiantly, and it is he who will tread down our adversaries. Think about this. David didn't just have an awareness of the adversaries of the nations around him and from inside of his own nation and among his own people, but he also understood that there was a spiritual battle. Psalm 60, Banner of Fear.